Thanks, Bobby. It's 8:15 right now, Tuesday morning. Checking in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport. The program is called Ask Asbury, in which Susie answers and explains a lot of different things that are going on at the various campuses of Asbury. So, good morning, Susie.
Good morning. I wanted to let everybody know that our friend Tammy Peter is not going to be joining us this morning. She usually does come on that fourth Tuesday of every month. So I'm filling in for her. I think I know a little. So, you know, maybe I can help fill in the blanks and let all the listeners know what's going on right now.
I think you'll do just fine. Of course, Tammy is an administrator at Stedman Hill Campus of the Asbury group of campuses in Kingsport. It's located on Bloomingdale Pike, or just off Bloomingdale. And it is the focus for intensive care. What is your phrase? I'm sorry.
Focus care.
Exactly.
It's the assisted living piece and the memory care, where you do have a more focused, you know, care plan that increases the level of care, the medication, administration, and management, those types of things, to make sure that as you're aging in place in CCRC, continuing care retirement community like Asbury Place at Kingsport, you're able to, you know, get what you need when you need it, and definitely how you need it, under a medical director's care with his clinical team, and then also to Tammy with her clinical team, the nurses, the caregivers, everybody that is there, to make it a very nice community effort, but a focused care plan.
Yeah, now I have a question, too. You were talking about the ongoing care, which is obviously paramount at all the locations of Asbury. But when you talk about the, I'm sorry, the question just slipped right out of my brain right here, right now. But we can go ahead and move forward there, too, to consider what's happening at specifically Stedman Hill, which is the focused care campus. When the doctors, the medical teams, and so forth, do they have a medical or a checklist, I guess I should ask, as they do their continuing observations of the residents, when something maybe indicates a bit of a less, perhaps a loss of faculty in a particular level and so forth? What happens at that point? How is that handled? Is the family notified? Does the medical team get in touch in consultation? What goes on there?
Yeah, and that's a good question, because that's a question that a lot of times family members, friends, loved ones, when they get ready to move somebody into Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, they're always asking, how involved can I be? When will I know when something happens? Do I have a say in next steps? And we say, absolutely. That's the beauty of it, is our clinical team, they do regular rounds. They're able to do, you know, regular observation, and they're able to see changes. They're able to see improvements. You know, we work very close with our rehab and therapy team, and they're at Stedman Hill as well, to help with strength building, rehab and recovery. Just that confidence of being able to stand up and move, that comes from your OT and PT, occupational therapy and physical therapy, and speech therapy as well. So that adds to the level of confidence of every resident there, and then the family is able to see that and enjoy that, that they're able to actually see, you know, there is improved care here, and they're a part of that care plan from day one. I think that's a real good question, because that's probably a regular question that does get asked to me quite a bit, and I'm like, you have to be a part of the care plan. We couldn't do this without you.
Right. I'm sure the members of the all the members of the team are instructed and alert to any changes that they may notice in an individual client's or a resident's behavior. But at the same time, too, is there a, like, maybe a quarterly or maybe a semi-annual larger checklist of various things to go along that the medical team will check off on a larger basis? Because sometimes some of these things, you see small differences, but it may indicate something larger. Just curious.
Yeah, and yes, and probably more regular than that, Carl. More of a weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, just so, you know, we're on top of it and we don't, you know... we're all human, so you know something can happen that you didn't plan for, you didn't expect. But if you're on top of it on a regular basis, you're going to be able to handle it better, react better, and then you're going to see, you know, positive outcomes from that. So that's the clinical team at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. I do want to let the listeners know tomorrow is our open house. And and I can tell you, when we scheduled this open house back in December, I never in a million years would have thought the temperatures at the end of April would be colder than they were in December. So with that said, we are going forward. We do have it on the calendar. It will take place. And this is for all your listeners. Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, 1300 Bloomingdale Pike, Kingsport, Tennessee. And it'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, what happens at an open house, we have literally opened our doors to you. Come and ask questions. Come and do your due diligence. Come and do your discovery about the quality of life that comes with assisted living and memory care community at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. You know, understand maybe when to take steps and get into a community, how to do it, who we can work with, and your clinical team, your physician, and then, of course, our team to get you in, get you settled, and get ready to enjoy the good life, because the best is yet to come. You've got spring, you've got summer, fall and winter. Once you have that loved one in a caring community, it does several things. First and foremost, it's definitely going to take care of the needs of that loved one. Second, and this is probably just as equally important, you feel better. The family feels better. You can lay your head on your pillow at night knowing your loved one is being cared for. The stress, the anxiety, the worry, that goes away when you, you know, make the decision to get your loved one in at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill.
Absolutely, absolutely. You mentioned something earlier. Wanted to ask you if you would, just to expand on a little bit there. And that was specifically at the time you were talking about Stedman Hill and the availability as needed for physical therapy. Physical activity at both campuses in Kingsport, at Asbury Place and Stedman Hill, very important. I'm sure it's more structured at Stedman Hill simply because of the greater focused care. But there is a lot of available equipment, I'll just put it that way, at both campuses for folks to both get physical therapy and also, I would imagine, especially at Asbury Place, to come in and exercise on their own.
That is correct. We have two state-of-the-art lifestyle centers at the main campus, Asbury Place at Kingsport. We have one in the basement of the clubhouse, the Villa Clubhouse, and then we also have a fitness room in the towers where the apartments are. And then, of course, you know, take that down to Stedman Hill, and you do have the therapy team that is doing in-home therapy, because they're actually going to that resident's home, their studio, where they live, and helping them maneuver around, you know, the occupational things that they have to work around every day. You know, how to get in and around your chair safely, how to get in and around a dining room with, you know, a small crowd, how to get in and around an activities area where you're, you know, wanting to find your seat at the table. You would just be so amazed at the confidence level of a resident when they do ongoing therapy and can maneuver around the obstacles in their, you know, and when I say obstacles, I mean their furniture, their life, their lifestyle. Sure. How to get in and out of a car, you know, when they get to take a trip or when they leave to go out with family, you know, what's the best way to get in and out of a car safely? So things we might take for granted, these are lifelong skills that our therapy and rehab team is helping these residents do every day to keep their confidence up and to keep them healthy.
Well, that's a load off a lot of people's shoulders when they wonder about that, too, for their folks who may be resident at either campus.
Right.
So Susie Cloy joins us. How do folks get in touch to learn more about Asbury Place and also Stedman Hill?
Biggest thing is go on our website, Asbury Place. Kingsport.org. You will see the details of the open house tomorrow. It's Wednesday, April 26th from 10 to 2. We will have live music. We have treats, goodie bags to take home. And then also on that website, you'll see some of the other events and different things that are taking place. Call me direct anytime, 423-830-8502. And this want to remind your listeners, Asbury Place at Kingsport, where you can always anticipate more.
Sounds good. Susie Cloyd, take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.